we hear a lot about crime today, and such things as law and order and so on. Did you have that expression when you were younger?
Crime?
Would a sheriff campaign and say he's going to bring law and order to this?
Oh yeah, they'd all say that, law and order to the county.
And were people, if a murderer were caught, would he be executed, or what? Do you remember any of that?
Well, I remember one instance where a Negro man, he didn't rape the woman, but it was attempted rape. And they were trying to, of course, a mob formed, and they tried to take him out of town, but some men just filled that car full of bullets, killed him. He was a Negro man before he got too far. And they say the sheriff didn't do too much about it. They didn't think, so they executed him. Mm-hmm. And when my son was sheriff, there was a man killed, an officer here. I believe he was a marshal. And they were all out looking for him. And my mother was at home praying. And he had hidden in a barn. And at a certain place, I've forgotten just what place, but my brother went to every place in that barn but that one. And he had a gun cocked to kill the one that saw him. And my mother and Frank didn't look in that one place where he was, and he thought he had looked in every place in the barn. And later on, they captured the man at another place. And he told Frank, he said, if you had just stuck your head in, I was ready to blow your head off. And Mama said it was her prayer that kept him from seeing that.
In the days before the electric chair, how was execution carried out?
Well, now that's the I just don't know. They used to hang them, but I don't think they've ever hung anybody anywhere around here. But they did kill that Negro.
But the execution was not carried out officially.
Well, now I have heard my mother, long time ago, they did hang them, but I don't remember any of that.
And what kind of attitude did people have toward authority? Did they respect?
I think they did.
All authority, what was their attitude toward county and state and then the federal? In other words, today I think I'm
well,
sort of
we had our next door neighbor was a senator, and he wasn't very well liked. They always could find something to criticize a senator.
Did they criticize the government, or did they criticize
No, they didn't. I don't remember. When I was growing up, I don't remember anybody saying anything. They just thought that the government was the government, and that was it.
They might criticize individuals,
but not the government as a whole. Mm-hmm. Not that I remember.
Mm-hmm. This is all very helpful. I'm still a little bit worried about staying too long.
Oh, no.
Are you tired?
No, I'm not tired.
Well,
I'm not easily tired.
Well, it's fine. I'd like to go on then and ask you some more. Would you recall the different greetings that you would use, especially when you were a girl, at different times of the day? How would people mean, today we say, how are you? And you always say, just fine. Mm-hmm. But how would you greet people?
When you'd say, how are you, they'd tell them back in the, those days. So I think you'd just greet them. Just good morning.
Or whatever.
Because if you'd say, how are you today, they'd usually tell you.
That's kind of a dangerous thing to ask.
And I can remember a neighbor of mine coming down to see my mother. And I remember she always wore a shawl and her hair was slicked back, and I thought she was the oldest thing. Thought she was ancient, and she died, and she was just 39. Now that is how times have changed. And when you got 30, you wore long black dresses, you know, to your ankles.